好，这个时候我们也是聆听神的话语的时刻，跟你旁边的人说，请你把你的手机给关上，好不好？让我们能够聆听，不让手机来影响我们的听神的话语的时刻。那时候我们要请我们的主任牧师福昌刚主任牧师来述说，来讲到神的话语国度的祷告，林淑芬传道来翻译。
Testing.
Okay, good morning.
早安.
Wow, I see so many of you here.
哇，很多人呢。
Did you all know there is an 8:30 service for Mandarin worship?
你们知不知道有八点半的主日崇拜？
知道不知道？ Okay, those of you who can make it at 8:30, I want to encourage you go for the 8:30 service.
如果你可以八点半来，我鼓励你八点半来。
So that we make room for newcomers.
所以我们就有足够的地方给新朋友坐下。
In the first service, there's about 200 odd.
第一个崇拜大概有200多人。
A lot of space.
很多空位。
All right, I want to encourage you. If there's no reason why you should come at 10:30 service, 10:45 service.If you can come for 8:30 service, come for 8:30 service.
如果你没有特别的原因，必须在十点半来，那么请你八点半来。
All right, the idea of multiplying the services is so that we can grow, we bring more people into the kingdom of God.
我们之所以有两堂，是因为我们有空出位置来给新朋友进来。
Okay, let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we pray now.
天父，我们这时候祷告。
As we look into your word.
我们来寻求你的话语。
Would you give each one of us understanding?
你给我们有理解。
Even by your spirit.
靠你的圣灵。
Speak to us, Lord.
向我们说话。
We commit this time to you.
我们把这时间交托给你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I want to talk about kingdom prayer.
我要讲国度祷告。
Kingdom.
国度。
The kingdom of God is about the reign and the rule of God.
什么是国度祷告？国度祷告就是上帝在我们生命里面掌权和治理。
All right, it's about the reign and rule of God.
上帝的掌权和治理。
When there is the reign and the rule of God in our lives,
当上帝在我们生命里面掌权和治理的时候，
it means that God is in our lives.
就是神在我们的生命里面。
When the God is in our lives,
当神在我们的里面的时候，
there is the presence of God.
就神就与我们同在。
When there is the presence of God,
当神的同在，
we will experience the goodness of God.
我们就会体验上帝的美好。
We sang the song just now.
刚才我们唱那首诗歌。
God is good to me.
神对我真好。
It is personal.
这是我个人的体验。
When there is the presence of God in our lives,
当神与我们在我们生命里同在，
we invite Him to intervene in all the aspects of our lives.
我们就邀请他来介入我们生命的每一个层面。
I just came back Thursday morning.
我早上星期四早上我回到新加坡。
From Mongolia.
我从蒙古回来。
I booked the flight at the start of the year.
在年头的时候我就订了机票去蒙古。
I did not know.
我不知道。
In the last few months.
在过去的几个月。
There will be protests in Hong Kong.
在香港会有示威。
And what was concerned to me?
我倒担忧的
was that the protest went all the way to the airport.
就是那个示威一直到机场去了。
I flew to Mongolia, the previous Tuesday.
那么在两个礼拜前的第星期二，我飞去蒙古。
So in the last 3 weeks,
在过去的三个礼拜里面
I was monitoring this daily morning flights.
我就每一天就在注意这个航程。
Last year I went to Mongolia via Korea.
去年我去蒙古，我是经
过韩国。It was a long transit in Seoul.
那么在韩国要等很长的时间。
So at the start of the year, I was looking for the shortest flight.
那么在年头的时候，我就想怎么样是最短的路程。
So I found the flight.
所以我找到了。
从 Hong Kong.
就新加坡到香港。
About less than 2 hours transit.
大概两个小时之后。
Hong Kong, Mongolia.
就可以从香港飞去蒙古。
Coming back same way, a little more longer transit.
回来的时候一样，经过蒙古，再下香港，再回新加坡。
But 3 weeks ago,
但是在三个礼拜前
on the Tuesday morning,
在那个星期二早上
the flight from Singapore to Hong Kong was cancelled.
但可是呢，在新加坡去香港的那个航机呢
two Sundays ago,
被取消了。那么两个礼拜前
I was prayed over at the three English-speaking services.
那么我在第英语崇拜的三个崇拜里面，他们为我祷告。
The flight that morning was also cancelled.
那么那个礼拜天那个早上的航班也被取消了。
I received all kind of advice.
我很多人告诉我。
Buy travel insurance some more.
我们买更多的那个就是保险。
Forget about the flight. Book another flight via Korea.
你不要想这个了，你去订另外一个航班吧。
That means I spent another $2,000 over.
我要花多2000块。
All right. So I was sitting back.
我就在想。
I says, Lord, I'm in your kingdom's business.
神啊，我就在你的国度的。
You say, when I seek first your kingdom,
你说我寻求你的国。
All these other needs,
所有的东西。
You will take care of.
你会帮我看住。
So I prayed.
我就祷告。
The flight will take off as scheduled.
就是那个班机，我所定那个班机。
I do not know what's happening in the protest.
我不知道示威会怎么样进行。
I don't know how it will disrupt.
我不知道它会怎么影响。
But the flight will take off as scheduled.
但是那个航班一定要
返机。Lord, according to your word.
神啊，按你的话。
You see, the word of God is of no use to us.
所以，可是你看，神的话语呢，对我们是没有用的。
When we don't believe.
如果我们不相信。
Some of you will be thinking.
上面肯定你在想。
哎呀 ，don't be so silly, Pastor.
哎呀，牧者，你不要这样。
You need to take travel insurance.
你要买那个保险。
You need to hedge yourself.
你要保护自己。
You need to use your common sense.
你要用你的就是自己所理解的。
I'm very aware of all this.
我很知道这些东西。
But I choose.
但是我选择。
I choose.
我选择。
For this option.
选择这个。
The kingdom of God is the reign.And the rule of God in your life.
神的国就是在我生命里面的掌权和治理。
When you have God reigning in your life, Jesus is Lord.
当神在你身上掌权的时候，他是主。
When you invite God to intervene in all the areas of your life.
当你邀请神来在你的生命的每一个层面来介入的时候，
you will experience His presence.
你会体验他的同在。
His protection.
他的保护。
His provision.
他的供给。
And Him paving the way for you.
而且他为你铺全部的路。
Over the last 52 years walking with God,
在我过去的52年跟神与主同行
I've become increasingly convicted
我越来越相信
that we must move from our struggles as a Christian to walk as a man, a woman of God who knows God and experience God.
就是我继续我们要从一个挣扎的基督徒我们要一步到一个能够认识神而且知道神更能够与他同行的一位信徒
Don't get me wrong, it takes time.
这个需要时间的。
It's a journey of discipleship.
在整个过程门徒的过程里面。
It's a process of knowing God.
就是在过程里面去认识这
位神。It's a process of experiencing God.
去体验他。
And that's my encouragement to you.
这是我对你的鼓励。
The difference between a struggling Christian and a victorious Christian.
一个挣扎的信徒跟一个得胜的信徒。
A struggling Christian say prayers.
一个挣扎的基督徒他祷告。
A victorious Christian.Communicates with God.
一个得胜的信徒，他是跟神有沟通。
Has a relationship with God.
他那边有一个关系。
Communicates with God.
跟神沟通。
Connects with God.
跟神联系。
Talks with God.
跟神讲话。
A struggling Christian.
一个挣扎的信徒。
Sing songs.
唱诗歌。
A victorious Christian.
一个得胜的信徒。
Sings to the Lord.
向神歌唱。
Connects with God.
跟神联系。
Praise God.
赞美主
worships God,
敬拜神
See, one is just an activity.
这些这边的呢都是在活动
One is a very intentional activity to build your relationship with God.
这边呢是很刻意的来要跟神建立一个关系
One is a religious Christian.
这个是一个宗教的信徒
Going through all the works and routines of religion.
就是一个宗教里面所需要的过程里面他都守了
Coming to church.
来教会
Supposedly worshiping God,
也一样这样，好像在向敬拜神。
Coming to the house of God,
来进到神的家里面。
And yet fail to connect with the Lord of the house.
但是没有跟这个神有关系。
The believer who is walking with God,
一个与神同行的信徒
comes to the house of God.
他进到神的家里面。
Acknowledge God.
他完全的来敬拜这位神，他感恩。
Praise Him.
赞美他
worship him,
敬拜他
surrender his life to him,
完全的降服
The struggling Christian,
一个挣扎的信徒
hears the word of God,
他听到神的话
The victorious Christian,
一个得胜的信徒
hears the word of God,
听了神的话
and obeys the word of God,
然后顺服神的话
You see the difference?
你看到不同吗
The kingdom of God is the reign and the rule of God,
所以上帝的国呢就是掌权，他的掌权，他的治理。
Therefore, kingdom prayer is to ask for the reign and rule of God in our lives.
那么一同样的一个
，next slide
啊，就是上帝的国度呢，就在我们生命里面来掌权和治理。
And this is what Jesus taught in the Lord's Prayer.
这也是在我们的主导文，神教导我们的。
Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth in my life.
就是愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在我的生命里面。
There are too many marriages among Christians. Don't even talk about non-Christians that are struggling.
其实在很多信徒的里面，很多的婚姻都在挣扎。
There are many problems with children.
很多跟孩子之间有问题。
We love children.
我们爱孩子。
When they're young and cute, they're so young and cute.
他们小的时候是可爱的。
And sometimes grow up to be monsters when they are teenagers.
但是他们来到成年的时候，他们就好像一个魔鬼。
And some of them may break your heart.
那么有时候甚至让我们心碎。
I've seen too many of this.
我们看很多了。
What's the difference between a family where the children are well brought up in the fear and knowledge of God?
一个家庭里面，当孩子成长过程中能够敬畏神。
And another so-called Christian family.
另外一个基督教家庭。
Is precisely what this family does.
让他们做同样的东西。
To bring the children up in the fear and knowledge of God.
就是要把神把孩子的以敬畏带到神面前。
Why do we pray for you parents just now?
为什么我们为你的家长祷告呢？
It's so that you will hear the word of God and do the word of God.
然后你又听到神的话，然后你会去行神的话。
It's what you do.
这你做什么？
And what you don't do,
你没有做的，
is all will reap to consequences.
就会带来不同的
很多的 Bring your children up in the fear and knowledge of God.
我们要带把神把孩子带到神的敬畏里面。
Establish your family altar.
把你家庭的祭坛建立起来。
Do you know what is a family altar?
你知道什么是家庭祭坛吗？
Come for the parenting class and so forth that you have here to build strong marriages.
然后我们有开很多那些家长的会。
Do you pray for your wife, your husband?
你为你的家、你的太太、你的。
Do you pray for each child by name every day?
你为没为你的孩子每一个提名祷告
？At least 2-3 days a week.
至少一个礼拜里面有两三天这样。
Do you bring your family under the blood of Christ?
你有把你的家庭带到神的宝血之内吗？
Do you pray this prayer, Lord, your will be done, your kingdom come, Lord, be the Lord of our marriage and family?
你有没有说愿你的国降临，愿你成为我家跟我婚姻的主宰？
This is the difference.
这是不同。
This is where the line is drawn.
就是你当中有一个线。
Between the struggling Christian,
就是在挣扎的基督徒
and the victorious Christian,
跟一个成功得胜的基督徒的不同。
We have to be intentional.
我们要刻意。
The way you pursue your husband and wife, you were intentional.
我们要刻意的，我们刻意的来寻求我们的丈夫的妻子。
The way when you the child is born, you are determining which primary school to go to. You will queue up, you will join the alumni, you do whatever you can to get your child to the best school.
当我们孩子出生的时候，你已经想到他在怎么样去到最好的学校。
The way you are intentional about your jobs to earn money to do well in life.
我们在我们的工作里面，我们也很刻意，我们要把它做得最好，我们可以赚很多钱。
And yet we are not intentional about our walk with God.
但是当我们跟神同行的时候，我们并不是那么刻意。
And yet we are not intentional to build strong marriages.
我们并没有很刻意的需要建立我们的
strong families.
我们的家庭，我们的婚姻。
And along the way.
在整个过程当中
and when we face all the stress and the worries of life,
我们让很多的压力很多的那个忧虑
and we struggle and struggle,
我们又挣扎又挣扎
this is the reason why,
这就是为什么
we are not submitting to the Lordship of Christ,
我们并没有把自己完全的来顺服在神的主权里
so kingdom prayer first for ourselves,
那整个国度的祷告 先为我们自己
and then for the reign and rule of God in the lives of people we are ministering to,
然后呢我们要在我们所服侍的人的生命里面来让神来掌权。
Luke 4:18.
路加第四章十八节。
The Lord has enabled us to share the gospel.
神让我们去传福音。
The reason we have two services.
我们之所以有两团会崇拜。
Is to encourage all of us to share the gospel.
就是要我们到去传福音。
God wants to send us to heal the brokenhearted.
神要我们差派我们去能够医治那些破碎的心灵。
Yesterday at the Saturday service,
昨天在华语的
I prayed for several people,
第星期六的崇拜里头，我为了几个人来祷告，有一个人来到我面前。
He said, Pastor, can you pray for my sister?
他说你可以为着我的姐姐祷告吗
？I said, What's wrong?
我说你姐姐怎么了
？The sister is in her early sixties.
那个姐姐大概是六十岁。
Over the 30 over years of her marriage,
在过去的三十年的婚姻里面
，a very painful marriage.
是一个很痛苦的婚姻。
The husband has been abusing her.
她太太她丈夫一直在虐待她。
Now she's near blindness. She's got glaucoma.
她已经有青光眼，快瞎了。
She's sick.
她生病了。
She says, "My sister is a fraction of herself. A fraction of herself, losing life, losing hope, despondent."
就是她我的姐姐呢，其实已经是。 他们已经是失去了绝是在绝望的当中了。
So I explained to her why.
我就告诉她为什么。
It was every day the husband is cursing her.
因为她的丈夫每一天都在咒诅她。
In the covenant of marriage.
在一个婚姻的合约里面。
The husband got positional authority.
就是那个丈夫是有那个权柄的。
Every negative and evil word by him amounts to a curse on her life.
凡是从他口中出的任何恶言毒话。都是咒诅他的太太。
Remember the Bible already says,
你圣经里面讲
清楚 death and life is in the power of the tongue.
就是我们的生死在我们的拳头舌头之下。
I taught her how to help her sister, how to pray.
我教她怎么来为她的姐姐祷告。
How to be delivered and healed.
怎么样来刻意的来得医治。
And how to protect herself from the subsequent abuse.
就要怎样保护自己，以致不要再得到。
Acts 26:18.
在使徒行传二十六
章。God wants us to turn the eyes of people from darkness to light.
神要我们去开他们的眼睛，使他们
从黑暗中转过来。From under the power of Satan to the power of God.
从撒旦的权势下转向耶稣，转向神。
A lot of people, their lives are under the power of Satan.
很多人的权势，生命是在撒旦的权势之下。
They have doubts.
他们有很多的怀疑。
They are discouraged.
他们只能
They lose hope in life.
他们完全的失望。
And that becomes clinical when they enter into depression.
所以慢慢的他们就会进入到绝望里面。
And because the devil wants to come to steal, kill, and destroy them.
撒旦的工作就是要有人杀害来然后偷窃。
How do we pray kingdom prayer?
我们怎么样来祷告做国度祷告呢？
Firstly, we need to know that God has made us to be priests and kings.
首先我们必须明白的是上帝已经把我们造成祭司跟君王。
Revelations 1:5-6.
启示录第一章五到六节。
Jesus loved us and saved us and washed us from our sins by His blood. In verse 5.
主耶稣爱我们，他拯救了我们，他也洗净我们，用他宝血来洗净我们。
And in verse 6, He made us to be kings and priests.
第六节的时候，他要我们成为他的国度，成为他的祭司。
God's original plan for Israel was for all of them to be kings and priests.
开始神的那个计划里面是 整个以色列十二支派的人都成为祭司。
But because they sin,
但是因为犯罪。
And therefore God chose only one tribe, the tribe of Levi.
所以呢结果呢就有利未支派是被神选来做祭司的。
But in the New Testament,
在新约里面。
In the New Covenant,
在新的合约里面。
Every believer is a priest and king.
每一个信徒都是君尊的祭司。
1 Peter 2:9.
彼得书前书二
a royal priesthood.
我们是君尊的祭司。
We are priests that have royal blood.
我们是祭司，有那个就是有那个神圣的血脉。
Revelations 5:10.
启示录第五章第十节。
Confirms this again. He made us kings and priests to reign on the earth.
他也是把我们的，我们是。神的祭司和 君王，我们是在地上执掌王权的。
To reign means we are on top of our situations, not under the situation.
掌权呢就是居上不居下。
To reign means we are the head and not the tail, whack left and right.
掌权就是居首不居尾。
How do we reign on earth?
我们在这世界上怎么样来掌权呢？
Romans 5:17 tells us there are two keys to reign on earth.
圣经告诉我们有两个重点。
He wants us to reign in life.
还有我们的生命里面有掌权。
To reign in life is to have strong marriages.
就是我们要掌权的话，我们就是在我们婚姻里面会是强大的。
Strong and healthy families.
我们家庭是强大的。
To be healthy in our lives.
我们的生命的是健康的。
To do well in our work.
然后在我们工作上也是
平顺的。To have good relationships.
在跟人的关系上也是好。
How do we do that?
我们怎么做呢？
Two keys.
两个重点。
The first one is the gift of righteousness.
就是第一个就是我们有得的所赐的
义。This comes when we are established in Christ.
就我们在神的里面被建立起来的时候
When we receive Jesus as Lord and Savior,
当我们接受耶稣成为我们个人的救主
We are clothed with the righteousness of God.
我们就是神的那个公义的袍子给我们披上
We are under the blood of Christ.
我们在耶稣的宝血之下
When Father God looks at us,
当天父看我们的时候
He cannot see any sins.
他看不到罪
All the sins in our lives,
在我们生命里面所有的罪
All the guilt in our lives,
所以我们的所犯的错
All the wrongdoings in our lives,
我们所有做错的事
are covered by the blood of the Lamb.
就由神的羔羊的血给遮盖
So we have peace with God.
所以我们跟神是和好
And when we have peace with God,
我们跟神和好的
时候 The second key in this verse,
第二个重点呢
says that it is an abundance of grace.
就有洪恩临到我们
For every need in our lives.
在我们生命里面都有洪恩
We need protection.
我们需要保护。
We need provision.
我们需要提供。
We need peace.
我们平安。
We need wisdom.
我们要需要智慧。
We need healing and health.
我们需要能够有医治。
Every need in our lives.
生命里面所有的东西。
It's made available by the grace of God.
就是这个宏恩已经倾倒给我们了。
That's the first thing.
那个第一点。
To know that we are priests and kings.
那么知道我们是君君君的祭司。
The second thing we need to know.
第二件我们要知道的
is that God has given us authority and power.
那么神已经把权柄和能力给了我们。
In Luke 9, 1 and 2,
在路加第九章一到二节
when Jesus called the 12 disciples,
当主耶稣叫起了十二个门徒
he gave them authority and power.
他给他们能力和权柄
over demons and sickness.
来制服一切的鬼和疾病。
In Luke 10, 19,
在路加福音第十
it says the same thing,
他讲同样的东西
but with a promise.
就是然后再加上一个应许
and scorpions,
他说我们践踏蛇和蝎子的
he gives us a promise,
他有个应许
nothing shall by any means harm us.
最后一行却没有什么能害我们
the devil cannot harm us.
二者不能够害我们
the devil cannot hurt you.
二者绝对不能害你
and in fact it goes on to Mark chapter 16,
然后在马可福音第十六章
when we go and share the gospel,
当我们去宣讲福音的时候
Jesus says, in my name you will cast out demons.
耶稣说你奉我的名你可以赶鬼
and he gives us the authority,
他给我们权柄
to lay hands on the sick,
能够按手在病人身上
and he says the sick will recover,
说病人会好
wow.
Wow.
What authority and power.
我们有何等的权柄。
This is not only for elders and pastors.
这不只是给牧者跟长老而已。
It's for every believer.
是给每一个信徒。
All right. Therefore, we must know and understand our three spiritual weapons.
所以我们必须知道我们这三个属灵的权柄。
The first one is the blood of Jesus.
这三个武器，其中第一个呢，就是耶稣的宝血。
The blood of Christ is our weapon against the devil.
这个宝血的权柄就是我们能够胜过恶者。
Almost every day, apply the blood of Jesus on your household.
每一天都在你的家里面宣告耶稣的宝血。
That means your household is covered by the blood of the Lamb.
所以你的家呢是由耶稣的宝血来遮盖的。
The devil cannot come near.
恶者不能靠近。
Secondly, the second weapon is the name of Jesus.
第二呢，就是耶稣的名字。
Whatever we do, our authority is the name of Jesus.
我们做的任何事情，耶稣的名字是我们的权柄。
Remember when you pray.
记得当你祷告的时候。
Many times I come across prayer by pastors and leaders.
很多时候我听到牧者或者是领袖的祷告。
They tell God a lot of things.
他跟神讲了很多东西。
And it is Amen.
然后就 Amen.
Question.
问题是
Who are you praying to?
你是跟谁祷告
Jesus said categorically
先是很清楚地说
In my name
在奉我的名字
Ask in my name
问我的名字求
You read in John You read in Acts
你读到在约翰福音在使徒行状
They pray in the blessed and holy name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth
他们是奉那拿撒勒人耶稣的圣名来祷告
The name of Jesus is our authority and power
主耶稣的名字是我们的权柄
Thirdly, the third weapon is the word of God.
第三个武器呢，就是神的话语。
The word of God is the sword of the spirit.
神的话语就是圣灵的宝剑。
For every problem in our life,
在我们生命的每一个问题
there is a corresponding answer in the word of God.
就有一个相对的神的应许在那里。
For every attack by the devil,
任何一个从恶者来的攻击
there is a corresponding answer from the word of God.
在神的话语里面有一个相对的答案。
For example, fear.
例如
fear is a feeling,
惧怕是一种感觉
but fear is a demonic spirit.
是一个感觉是从来自恶者的
So what is your weapon?
它是一个武器
The word of God.
武器就是神的话
So for example,
例如
when fear comes,
当恐惧来的时候
you use Psalms 27 verse 1.
那你用诗篇27篇第十一节
Psalms 27 verse 1 says, The Lord is my light and my salvation.
就是神耶和华是我的光和我的救恩。
Who should I fear?
我惧怕谁呢？
Fear belongs to the devil.
惧怕属于恶者的。
Fear is in the realm of darkness.
所以惧怕是在黑暗里面的。
What is darkness?
黑暗是什么？
The absence of light.
就是没有光。
So when fear comes,
当黑暗
when darkness comes,
当黑暗的恐惧来的时候
turn on the light.
把灯给点亮了。
Invite the presence of God.
我们要求请神
来。The Lord is the light of my life. Whom shall I fear?
就是上帝是我生命的光，我还惧怕谁呢？
Fourthly, know the prayer of binding and loosing.
第四，我们要明白捆绑和释放的祷告。
In Matthew 16:19,
在马太十六章十八节
Jesus gave us the disciples
耶稣给那个门徒们。
He called this the keys of the kingdom of God.
他说这个天国的钥匙。
This is the prayer of agreement.
就是同心合意的一个祷告。
This is repeated also in Matthew 18, 18 to 20.
同样在马太第十八章里面也
有同样的祷告。This is where two or three of you gather in Jesus' name.
当我们两三个人在一起祷告的时候
，husband and wives，
夫妻
，parent and child，
父母父亲
，brother and brother，
兄弟
，sister and sister，
姐妹
，in twos and threes，
两个三个
，you agree according to the word of God.
你在神的话语上同意了。
So there are positive things that we bind.
我们有正面绑定的东西。
So husband and wife,
当夫妻在一起的时候
together,
我们一起祷告。
Lord, bind our marriage together.
神啊你把我们的婚姻牢固的绑在一起。
Lord, keep our family close.
把我们的家庭绑在一起。
Those of you who are serving God in Mandarin worship,
那么你们在华语崇拜里面来
服侍神。Pray that the Lord will bind the leadership in unity.
我们要为着我们的领袖来祷告合
而为一。He'll bind you to the word of God.
把你的生命绑在神的话语里面。
Bind you to be connected to the Holy Spirit of wisdom.
把你完全的绑在跟圣灵的同在。
Positive things that you want.
完全的正面的东西。
But the negative things that you don't want.
那这反面的东西你不要的。
You ask God to bind the works of the devil, meaning to nullify the works of the devil.
你就要神把那个二者所做的事情完全的监管无效，把它绑起来。
Your 17-year-old son is mixing with wrong company.
你的17岁孩子可能有个损友。
As parents, you bind the negative, toxic influence of the bad company in your child's life.
你就在使你的孩子的那个错误的损友的影响呢，把它捆绑了，来以致你孩子不用受影响。
On the other hand, there are positive things that we want to lose.To release.
同样的，我们在正面的东西我们要释放的。
You ask God to lose, to release His blessings.
你叫神把他的祝福临到你，释放给你。
If you're wondering what to do, you're not so sure, you need wisdom, ask God to release downloads and wisdom.
当你在怀疑不知道该怎么做的时候，你就神啊，你把你的智慧给释放下来。
If in the office there is quarrels and conflicts and misunderstanding, you ask God to release His Peace.
如果在办公室里面有很多争吵、很多争论，或者是很多挣扎，你说神啊，把你的平安释放下来。
On the other hand, there are negative things that we lose.
另外呢，在我们的周围里面也有负面的东西，我们要释怀的。
11-year-old son is addicted to computer games.
你的十一岁的孩子已经是上瘾在那个电玩上。
As parents, you pray that he will be loose from this addiction.To computer game.
你就是在主啊，你释放，把他从这个网络里面释放出来。
That he'll be released from this influence, this control that comes through the computer game.
就是电脑所给他的那个控制，那个影响呢，都能够释放，把它释放出来。
And many, many more examples.
还有很多很多例子。
This is a very powerful prayer.
这是很有能力的祷告。
It's called the prayer of agreement.
就是我们同意来一起来祷告。
The prayer of one accord.
就是同心合意的祷告。
In line with Father God's will.
跟神的意思是对齐的。
In line with the word of God.
跟神的话语也是对齐的。
As led and guided by the Holy Spirit to give you creativity and wisdom to pray.
并且用圣灵的给你很多的指示，让你有很创意的来做这祷告。
As priests, we pray to God.
作为祭司，我们是向神祷告。
We always pray in Luke chapter 11, as mentioned, always to the Father.
就是在路加十一章里，我们说我们祷告的时候，我们是向着天父来祷告。
Praying, you know how to pray. Always pray to God, the Father, in Jesus' name, as led by the Holy Spirit.
我们都懂得怎么祷告，就是我们常说在天上的父，然后我们用奉耶稣的名字来借宿。
All right, that is prayer to God.
这是对神的祷告。
But we are also kings.
但是我们也是君王。
As kings, read the whole top line, number six.
好，作为君王，一二三。作为君王，我们抵挡魔鬼，并拆毁营垒，就是我们生命中阻挡神恩典的大山。
All right, James 4:7 says we resist the devil directly.
雅各书第七第四章第七节说我们要抵挡魔鬼。
Okay, and this is where we exercise authority as kings to remove mountains in our lives.
这就是我们怎么样作为君王，我们来抵挡魔鬼，来把生命里面许多的大山给移开。
As kings, we speak to the mountain.
作为神君王，我们对着大山说话。
As kings, speaking to the mountain is not speaking to God.
作为君王，我们对着大山说话，这对大山说话不是跟神说话。
Speaking to God is prayer as a priest.
对神说话呢，是祭司在祷告。
Speaking to the mountain is our commanding and rebuking the mountain as a king.
所以对大山说话呢，是君王在命令和斥责大山。
In Mark chapter 11:22-24,
在路加福音，在马可福音第十一章
，Jesus gave an illustration.
神给了一个就是一个启示。
An illustration about having faith in God.
就是怎么样对神有信心。
He says, "You have faith of God. You can speak to the mountain will be thrown into the sea." Done.
就是说，如果我们有信心的话，我们对大山说话，大山就会被丢在海里面，一切都搞定了。
Obviously, in the physical, there's no way you can speak to the mountain, jump into the sea. The mountain will remain solid there as a rock.
但是在真实的生命里面呢，你根本就不可能看到那个大山自己崩掉到海里面去。
Jesus was illustrating a principle.
上帝在这里在告诉我们，耶稣在这里告诉我们一个原则。
As we understand the principle, he's saying that we will have a breakthrough through the mountain.
这里他告诉我们说，这个原则就是说，我们怎么样在对这个对着这座大山，我们会有突破。
For the mountain in our lives as an obstacle to be removed.
就是在我们生命里面有很多像大山这样的障碍，我们要把它移开。
I want to suggest to us three mountains, three obstacles.The Lord empowers us to remove.
我要告诉你们怎么样来移开生命里面三座大山。
All right, we'll go through all three. The first one is to cast out demons.
第一个呢，就是怎么样把赶出魔鬼。
Luke 10:19.
路加十章第99节。
Read.
我们一起来读一二三。我已经给你们权柄，可以践踏蛇和蝎子，又胜过仇敌一切的能力。绝没有什么能害你们。
All right, we already talk about this verse. How do we rebuke the devil?
我们怎么样来斥责恶者呢？
Luke 4:35, Jesus rebuked the devil. Rebuke is to speak harshly with authority.
斥责呢，在这里，耶稣斥责他。斥责的意思就是很凶、很不客气的来对着对方说话。
The last part of the verse, for with authority and power he commands.
最后一行呢，说他用权柄和能力命令。
We command with authority.
就是用权柄来命令。
All right. Big picture, we pray to God as a priest.
对，就是我们对着神，我们用祭司的身份来祷告。
Now as a king, we command.
但是君王，我们斥责。
Okay, the next slide. Read this together. Command it together.
我们一起来斥责，大声，凶凶的。Okay, 不客气的。一二三，奉耶稣的名，我斥责你这污秽、肮脏、淫乱、惧怕的灵。离开我的生命，你在我身上再没有权柄了。我是洁净的，有耶稣宝血的遮盖。离开我的生命，关奉耶稣的名。
All right, I give two illustrations here.
我这里有两个例子。
The first one is the unclean, filthy, lustful spirit.
前面上面呢就是污秽、肮脏、淫乱的灵。
We live in a fallen world.
我们在一个堕落的世代里面。
Statistics show.
字数告诉我们
，One in three Christians are addicted to pornography.
统计告诉我们，每三个里面有一个信徒呢是受到这个淫乱、这个灰色影片的影响。
We watch movies, we see advertisements.
我们看电影，我们也看到广告。
Both men and women.
男的、女的都一样。
All these pictures will lure our eyes.And if we are not alert, we will be addicted.
就是如果这些影片呢，其实很影响，很快的就吸引了我们的眼球。如果我们没有注意，我们就会上瘾。
I've shared before, I have been addicted to pornography since I was a little boy exposed to pornography.
我小的时候也一样的在这些黄色、灰色的黄色的影片里面受影响。
Until in my late 30s, in my personal renewal with the Lord.
到后来我长大以后呢，在三十岁的时候，我就跟神有个重新的一个合约。
Until you learn that behind the pleasures of sin,
就是在这个罪的喜的那个欢乐的里面
，is an unclean, filthy, lustful, dirty spirit.
这个欢乐的后面其实是有个污秽、肮脏、淫乱的灵。
You can have total victory.
你可以得胜的。
This is the command.
这就是用这样的方式来测
试。And after you've done this,
你做了这个之后
，sort out the physical things in your life.
你在生命里面许多那些实在的东西。
Your computers, your laptops.
你的电脑，你的电脑。
All right. The magazines, the books in your house.
你在家里面的那些杂志啦，书本啦。
And watch what your eyes see.
你要注意你眼睛看的是什么。
Play tennis with your eyes.
在你的眼用你的眼睛打网球。
Learn to see, but
注意看
bounce, don't see.
但是呢，又把它弹回来，
不要看了。So we have beautiful, attractive guys and girls on the stage.
如果你看到台上有很多很漂亮的那些
俊
男俊女在领敬拜，
you pray and bless them.
你祝福他们。
You see Priscilla, you bless her marriage with Joseph.
你看到素芬，你就祝福素芬跟长老的婚姻。
You see Chung Meng, you bless him with his marriage with Magdalene.
你看到俊明，你就祝福他跟慧萍的婚姻。
That's what we do for the English side as well.
我们在英语崇拜也是这样做。
In the midst of your worship,
在你在崇拜的时候
，a dirty thought comes to your mind.
有一个污秽的临到你。
Wow, how come in the in church?
你说怎么不可以？我在教会耶。
You know the devil is present here as well.
你知道恶者也在这里的。
He wants to lure you, distract you.
他要把你。
The Bible says.Take that thought captive, bring it under the blood of Christ.
就是神说要把这个思念呢，在最早的时候把它给灭掉。
Declare this.
然后宣告这个。
You dirty, filthy spirit, get out now.
你这污秽肮脏的灵，离开我。
Bring it under the blood.
那么在神的宝，耶稣的宝血之下。
We focus on the Lord.
完全的盯住耶稣。
The other example in this command.
另外一段的。
Is the spirit of fear.
就是那个惧怕的灵。
I've already given you the example.
我已经给你举例子了。
The same way, command the spirit of fear to leave.
一样的，我们要把惧怕的灵给撤折掉。
The second area God wants us to take authority.
第二个，我们神要我们拿起权柄的。
Is to over sickness and disease.
就是撤折我们的疾病和。
Luke 4:39.
在路加四章三十九节。Read. 一起来读一二三。耶稣站在他旁边。撤折那高烧，烧就退了。他立刻起来服侍他们。
Jesus already prayed.
主耶稣已经祷告过
了。As a priest.
作为一个祭司。
Now as a king.
现在作为君王。
He addressed the fever directly.
他直接对着高烧来说话。
He addressed the fever.
他直接对高烧说话。
And this is the example.
这就是例子。
How we should treat flu, virus, germs. Next slide.
好，这时候我们对疾病，我们应该这样的斥责，好吧？一起来，一二三，奉耶稣的名，我斥责你，病痛、癌细胞、疼痛、感冒、细菌、病菌、捆绑的灵、聋哑的灵，离开我的身体，你在我身上再没有权柄了。这身体是洁净的，有耶稣宝血的遮盖，宣告你无效，滚！用耶稣的名。
I had a knee problem for about 9 months.
我的膝盖在两年前有九个痛了九个月。
Big picture.
大的
画面。God heals through doctors.
很多时候神也会通过医生。
He heals through medicine.
药物。
He heals through rest.
休息。
Through good nutrition.
好的营养。
Physiotherapy.
能够有物理治疗来医治我们。
But do all this.
但是这一切
together with prayer,
把这一切一起来靠着祷告一起来
prayer as a priest,
我们祷告的时候用祭司的身份
and then as a king,
作为君王
command the condition to go,
我们撤责这个痛离开
the question,
问题是
you say, how come he didn't go immediately?
为什么他不是马上离开呢？
Because we do not operate in the full measure of faith which Jesus operated in.
因为耶稣有100%的信心是我们没有的。
All right, so we need to go through this journey.
所以我们要走过这样的一个旅程。
I want to suggest when you begin to do this,
当你开始做的时候
，the devil will mock at you.
开始的时候，恶者会嘲笑你。
But I want to tell you when you have a breakthrough.
但是你有突破的时候
，then you know how to exercise this authority and power.
那你就会怎么样来使用这样的一个
权柄？Let's say, for example, I want to break a hole into this wall.
假设我要在这个墙上打一个洞
I take a hammer, I smash into this wall.
我拿一个锤子我来敲这个墙
A lot of strength.
用了很大的力
Maybe up to the 50th whack that I see a hairline crack.
可能打了敲了第50次我才看到一个小小的裂缝
And only the 70th whack that I can punch a hole through.
那么当敲了第70下的时候我就看到一个洞
But every whack is not wasted.
但是每一个敲都不是浪费的。
Every whack at the wall weakens the structure of the wall.
每一敲的时候，里面的那个组织，它的那个结构呢就被衰落了。
Every time you command,
每一次你宣告的时候
，that ailment,
那个病
，that germ, that bacteria, that virus,
那个细菌，那个病毒
，you weaken the structure of the ailment, the sickness, the disease.
那个病毒的所有的在你生命里的影响就会慢慢
的衰落下来，
直到你看到突破。
Remember, big picture.
好，大体的来看
，this body is the last to be saved.
这个身体呢是最后被得赎。
We are saved in our spirit.
我们的灵已经被得救了。
We are being saved in our soul.
我们慢慢的在我们的魂里面要得救。
We're looking for the final resurrected raptured body.
我们在等候那完全得赎
复
活的身体。
In the meantime,
现在这个时间里面
this body is corrupt and mortal.
这个身体已经是不
vulnerable
是完全不能够
to germs, bacteria, virus.
很多时候会受到病菌的侵蚀
vulnerable to aging.
年老的侵蚀
and tiredness.
所有的疲倦啊，或者是衰落。
All right. After this second service, I got another meeting. By the time I go home at 3:30, I'm going to sleep.
这个第二个崇拜完了之后呢，我接下来还有一个会议。那么等到我回到家，大概三点，我一定要睡一个觉。
一定要睡 ，because I'll be very tired.
因为我会很累。
This is the human body, right?
这是我们身体，这个人的身体。
So remember that.
不要忘记。
And therefore, we must aim to be healthy.
我们的目的是要健康。
Do not tolerate.Sickness and disease.
不要强忍病
症。Sickness and disease are enemies.
这些病症、病菌跟病疾病呢，是我们的敌人。
So we must aim to be healthy.
我们要对准，我们要成完全的健康。
Do all you can to rest well, sleep well.
我们要完全的有好的休息，有好的睡眠。
Do all you can to eat well, nutritionally, a good diet.
我们也要注意到自己的营养，我们自己的身体。
Do all you can to move your body, exercise.
我们也要去做运动。
Don't just lie down and sit down and watch TV.
不要只是坐在那里看电视。
Walk.
走。
Walk.
走。
Exercise.
运动。
Join the praise.
参加赞美操，耶、yeah!
！All right. Okay. Lastly.
最后。
This last speaking to the mountain is very important.
这个最后一个部分怎么样来斥责大山是很重要的。
I've come to the conclusion.
我有个结论。
If we follow these two principles in scripture,
如果你根据这两个圣经的原则
，we can win our loved ones to the Lord.
你可以肯定可以把我们世上的朋友带回来。
These two principles is number one relationship.
第一呢就是那个关系。
Number two, don't pray general prayers anymore.
第二呢不要做普通的祷告，要做。
Learn to pray strategic prayer.
要做策略性的祷告。
So let me elaborate. Relationship, there are four things to do.
有在关系上有四件事情我
们要注意的。Firstly, find a man of peace.
第一呢，我们要找一个平安之子。
Now these four steps are mentioned in Luke 10, verse 5 to 9.
就是在路加福音里面第十章第五到九节里面
所说的。A man of peace is someone who receives you.
一个平安之子就是一个接待你的人。
My father now is 95 years old.
我的父亲现在95岁。
11 years ago,
在11年前
when he was 84,
他84岁的时候
he received Jesus as Lord and Savior.
他接受耶稣做他个人的救主。
But the previous 30 over 40 over years,
但这之前的三四十年
he was not a man of peace.
他不是一个平安之子。
When we bring him to church,
我们带他去教会。
When I talk to him about Jesus,
我跟他谈耶稣。
He wave his hand.
他把他的手这样扫过去。
Don't come talk to me about your Jesus.
你不要告诉我你的耶稣。
Very fierce.
很凶。
He will chase after my wife.
他会。
Why do you bring my mother, which is his wife, to church?
哦，他会骂说，为什么你把我的太太，就是他的妈妈，带去教会？
Are you trying to separate my marriage?
你是不是要给我们把我们婚姻分开？我父亲很凶。
So during those years, he is not a man of peace.
那时候呢，他不是平安之子。
What do you do?
你做什么呢
？Back off, back off, back
off. 你就退步了，退后了。
Keep on praying.
一直祷告。
All right, until the last few years before he received the Lord.
但他接受前的两三年。
So when he's ready, what do you do? Number two, fellowship with him.
当他准备好的时候，你就跟他团契，跟他一起吃喝。
And then in the process of fellowshipping,
在跟他团契的过程中
number three,
第三
ask God for opportunities,
求神给你机会
to meet their felt needs,
就满足他的需要
to love them,
都爱他们
pray for them,
为他们祷告
care for them,
关心他们
bless them,
祝福他们
when he's not well,
他们不舒服
when he's got a problem,
他问题的时候
engage,
跟他谈
and finally,
交流
there will be an opportunity,
最后会有机会
to share Christ with them,
来分享福音
keep on building the relationship,
继续的来建立这个关系
you want to win your loved ones to the Lord,
你要把你爱的人带来
if you have no relationship with them,
但是如果你没有那个关系
how do you going to connect,
你怎么样来联系呢
so the first important foundation,
所以最重要的事情
there must be relationship,
一定要有关系
After you have relationship,
那么有关系之后
you must pray strategic prayer.
你要做策略性的祷告。
2 Corinthians 4, 3 to 4
零后第四章三十节
says that they cannot come to God
如果他们不能来到神基督里
because they are spiritually blinded.
他们很多时候是因为神把弄瞎了眼睛。
This applies to non-Christians.
这就是就非信徒是这样
as well as backslidden Christians
也是那些已经离开神的信徒
as well as so-called Christians who were once in church but then after that they were disappointed they were hurt they were fed up they left the church
这些人可能他们曾经来过教会但是因为受伤了或者是不高兴了就离开了教会
and then when you pray strategic prayer
你为他们做策略性祷告的时候
ask God
问神
Lord whatare the specific areas of their spiritual blindness.
就是神啊，到底他们真正的哪一点是他们属灵的盲点？
When I use the word strategic,
当我说策略性的时候，
you've seen movies,
你看电影，
boxer,
你看那些
the boxer aim for the face of the opponent.
拳王打的是打那个脸。
You don't punch a punch, you don't do Zumba.
你不会
Zumba,
东打西打。
This is Zumba.
不会在那边跳 Zumba。
Zumba dancing.
Zumba 舞
But boxing means you aim to box.
就你要拳打的时候你是对准那个目标打过去。
Countries that go to war.
就好像去打战一样。
Last month, you heard the Hutu rebel tribes in Yemen together with Iran, they targeted the drones and aimed at the oil fields of Saudi Arabia. Bang! One third of the oil fields destroyed.
就是在也门跟也门 and
Yemen, Y-E-M-E-N, Yemen,
Yemen
and Iran.
跟伊朗呢，他们呢就用那个无人飞行机哈，去攻打另外一个在Syria的国家。
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia, 不是 Syria.
就是两个国家去攻一个国家。
All right, you have to be strategic.
所以你要策略性做。
Target.
你要有目标。
Same thing for our prayers.
神，我们祷告也是一样。
Don't pray general prayers.
不要做一个普遍性的祷告。
My mother is blind. She doesn't want to come to church. She will keep on praying to her idols.
就是说不要普遍性而说，我的妈妈也属灵眼睛看不见了，她就一直在为她在向她的偶像祷告。
Ask God specifically to tell you the 1, 2, 3, or 4 specific.Spiritual blindness.
就是向神祷告说，你神啊，你告诉我，我妈妈到底一点、两点或三、这四点，哪四点是她的属灵盲点
？Next slide, ready. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5 says that we are tearing down strongholds.
那个哥林多后书明很说，我们要攻破坚固的营垒。
These strongholds block them, cause them to remain spiritually blind.
这些营垒让他们看不见。该看见的。
This stronghold comprises two parts.
这个营垒有两点。
The words in blue, arguments, human arguments.
就是那个蓝色的，就是人的计谋。
And the second part is the demonic part, the purple part, the every high thing.
就是第二个呢，粉红色的那个，就是高台，是来自魔鬼的。
So the demonic spirit reinforces the human arguments.
就是那个二者呢，他会强化人的计谋。
It erect a stronghold，
然后竖起那个高台。
That blocks, that prevents the light of the gospel, the love of God from reaching to the hearts of your pre-believer。
就是那个高台呢，就让那个神的光不能够进到你所爱、你为他祷告的那个人的心里面。
In the case of my father，
在我父亲的生命
里面 ，there were three specific。Spiritual blindness.
有三个特别的属灵的
Number one,
那个盲点地
He says that all religions are the same.
他说所有的宗教都是一样的
So I really pray all I want to pray.
我已经祷告了所有我该祷告的
Now as a king,
怎么是要作为君王
same thing which I'm teaching you. In Jesus' name, I demolish this argument that all religions are the same.
就是我宣告，用君王的身份，我宣告是这个计谋说，所有的宗教都一样的，我把它撤回。
In Jesus' name, I come against this demonic spirit that lies to him that all religions are the same.
我一样的，我针对是这个二者的谎言。
And then subsequently,
我父亲说所有宗教都是一样的。
Subsequently,
接着呢
？There were conversations with him.
我就跟他说话了。
Or in one religion, he know.
但有一个他所认识的其中一个宗教。
If you're good in this life, the next life you're a human being.
如果你今生是好人，你下一辈子是人。
If you're bad in this life, the next life you become a cockroach.
如果你这辈子是好人，你下一辈子的坏人呢？你下一辈子变成蟑螂。
Then you look at another religion.
他就看另外一个宗教。
In this life, you better eat a certain vegetarian course.
就是你这生里面你要吃素。
Or there's another religion.
有另外一个宗教。
They become suicide bombers.
他们就是作为那个炸弹的。
And they hope that when they die, they'll find 72 virgins in heaven.
就是说，如果你是一个恐怖分子呢，你这会有72个处女等着你。
So as he analyzes them, they are not the same.
他就在分析这些宗教，其实他们都不一样的。
The second blindness of my father.
第二个他的盲点。
Money solves all problems.
就是说，钱是最重要的。
He came from a very poor family.
他来自一个很穷的家庭。When
he was young, he did several jobs.
他在年轻的时候，他做了好几份工。
So money will solve everything.
所以他说，钱会解决所有的问题。
Then he realized.
他就慢慢觉得。
Money cannot buy his health.
就是钱买不到他的健康。
He was hospitalized many a times.
他其实很多时候是进医院的。
He cannot buy his health.
他不能买到健康。
Money cannot buy good relationships.
钱买不到好的关系。
Money cannot buy character.
钱买不到性格。
Cannot buy integrity.
可能不能买到信实。
Cannot buy certain relationships.
不能够买某种的关系。
Yeah, money can buy something, but money cannot buy everything.
钱可以买一些东西，他买不到全部的东西。
He saw the limitations of money.
他看到钱有局限。
The third spiritual blindness.
第三个他的属灵的盲点是。
He argued that religion, Christianity belongs to the Western religion.
他说中基督教其实是西方的。
He worked for the British.
他跟着英国人工打工。
And later on, when the British left Singapore, he worked for the Australians.
他也跟澳洲的老板打工。
And then for the New Zealanders.
他也跟着纽西兰的老
板打工。And then when he spoke to them.
我开始跟他们谈话的时候
they say they are not Christians.
他们都不是信徒、啊、
Slowly, step by step.
所以慢慢 一点一点的
We tear down this stronghold.
我们慢慢的拆毁
了 The lie of the devil.
这些二者的谎言
And you have learned.
那么你也学了
There's another blindness.
有另外一个谎言、
oh, One of the spouse, either husband or wife have already died. They bought a niche in the temple or in the collaborium.
我们知道这另外一个盲点就是说当夫妻结婚的话其中一个已经去世了他们就买在那个那个灰那个瓮啊。
And therefore they say, I cannot become a Christian because I want to be together.
他说哦，我不能够成为信徒，因为我的那个最后我的骨灰不能够跟那个瓮放在一起。
Then Luke chapter 16 tells us.
可是路加第十六章告诉我们。
You can never be together.
你永远不可能在一起的。
Because you'll be so separated. One from here cannot cross over to the other side.
因为这边呢跟那边呢是不能够越过去
and that salvation is a decision of the individual to God.
就是救恩呢是个人跟神之间的一个决定。
And many, I do not know what are you praying for, or what are the lies that your pre-believing relatives and friends are struggling with.
我不知道你在那些还没有信主的亲友的里面，他们挣扎的那个盲点是什么。
But God wants you.
可是神要你
to be burdened to reach out.To your pre-believing relatives and friends.
要负担来去为他们来把他们带到神的面前。
In summary, what are we talking about this morning?
那么整个的总结来说，我们到底今天早上讲了什么呢？
Kingdom prayer.
就是国度祷告。
The reign and the rule of God.
管理跟神的管理。
When God comes on our side.
当神在我们这边的时候。
Who can come against us?
谁可以抵挡我们呢？
Nothing.
没有。
No devil.
没有第二者。
No human being.
没有人。
We experience His presence.
我们有他的同在。
His protection.
他的保护。
His peace.
他的平安。
His provision.
他的提供。
His blessings.
他的祝福。
His goodness.
他的好处。
His love.
他的爱。
And so on and so forth.
等等等等。
Learn to pray as a priest.
我们要像祭司一样的祷告。
Keep on learning to pray as a priest.
我们继续要学习祭司的祷告。
But from now onwards,
可是从现在开始
，Learn to take authority.
我们也要带拿着权柄。
The three spiritual weapons you have.
三个属灵的权武器。
The name of Jesus.
主耶稣的名字。
The blood of Jesus.
耶稣的宝血。
The sword of the Spirit.
圣灵的宝
剑 the sword of the spirit, the word of God,
神的话语
to take authority over three mountains,
就是在三个大山里面我们要拥有权柄
casting out demons,
把赶出魔鬼
not general,
不是一般性的
demons of fear,
就是好像特别的是惧怕的灵
spirits of lust,
就那个淫乱的灵
spirit of sickness
疾病的灵
All right, the second mountain sickness
就第二个大山是疾病
All right, and thirdly
第三
to win the loss for the Lord to win the loss for the Lord
世上的人带回到基督里面
Amen
Amen
Let's pray
我们一起来祷告
I want you to close your eyes
我要你关起眼睛
I want you to think of one or twofamily members who do not know the Lord.
我要你这时候想起一个或者两个家里还没有信耶稣的亲友
or a friend or a colleague
或者是一个朋友或者是一个同事
bring them to the Lord
带他们把他们带到神的面前
and tell the Lord
告诉神
from today onwards
从今天开始
you will obey the word of God
你会遵守神的话语
you will do the two principles.
你会按着两个原则来。
The first principle of developing relationship with them.
就是要建立关系。
Good relationship with them.
好的关系。
And the second principle.
第二个原则。
Ask God to teach you.
求神来教导你。
Show you.
告诉你。
What are the areas of spiritual blindness?
到底对方属灵的盲点在哪里？
In their lives.
在他们的生命里面。
And ask God.
然后祈求神。
To enable you.
让你有能力。
To pray daily, consistently.
每一天常常的为他们祷告。
To demolish this stronghold.
来拆毁这些营垒。
In their lives.
在他们的生命里面。
That block them from coming back to God.
让他们阻挡他们回到基督里边。
If you have a name or more,
如果你有一个或者多个的名字
and the Lord is putting this very gentle burden on your hearts,
神把这个担子放在你的心里面
to win a loved one for God,
把一个神你所爱的人
to win someone you care for,
你所爱的人
then would you stand in the presence of God?
你可以不可以站起来
says, Lord, help me,
主啊你帮助我
to be your vessel,
成为你的管教
to reach out to my loved one,
来爱我的家人
I don't want to see them in this backslidden state.
我不要看到他们已经堕落
I don't want to see them lost.
我不要看他们世上
Then take your stand before God.
你自己站起来
Says Lord help me.
神啊你帮助我
Help me to relate to them.
帮助我怎么样跟他们建立关系
Teach me to pray Lord.
主啊帮助我怎么为他们祷告
Help me not to just live my life to be comfortable.
我不要我的生命这样舒舒服服的过
Help me to live my life.
来祈求你来帮助我的生命
With a sense of purpose.
完全的来顺服你
Your destiny for me
你的在我生命里的命定
To be a priest and a king Lord I pray for all who are standing
神我为着所有站在这里的每一个
来祷告 Lord you know them by their names
主你知道他们的名字
Lord mark them
主啊你清楚的盯着
他们 I pray for your grace
我祈求你的恩典
To multiply into their lives
倾倒在他们的生命里
面 that you empower them
你给他们能力
that you teach them to pray
你教他们怎么祷告
to walk so closely with you
与你同行密切的同行
and to relate to their pre-believing relatives and friends
与他们还没有信主的朋友亲戚能够有很好的关系完全的信服你
and Holy Spirit teach them to pray strategic prayers
圣灵你也告诉他们怎么做策略性的祷告
to tear down those strongholds
能够拆毁所有的营垒
and to relate to them
能够与他们同行
to bring them
带领他们
into your kingdom
进到神你的国度里面
committing them to you
带到你的面前
in Jesus' mighty name
奉耶稣的名求
Amen
Amen